Hey guys, welcome back to Conversational Peace. This is Q of the Cutes.
And this is your boy, Black James.
Hey, what's Black James, I gotta tell you, you be so on point with stuff. Mm-hmm. You be so on point with stuff. Like, when I hear it, I be like, dang, it be that confirmation that I be like, he onto something. You know, don't stop your that drive, that intuition that you have, those little things that you do to make you think. Or you might say, I think better when I drive.
Sometimes
it's funny.
You gotta take yourself out of a situation completely.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you gotta go to a place mentally, physically, that you can think, that you mm-hmm. can reflect. Now, I was looking at a film mm-hmm. yesterday on YouTube. Snoop Dogg, as rich as he was, Snoop Dogg said this is the first time him and his wife took a vacation in like 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, as much money as he had in his lifetime.
Yes.
As many places he toured.
Yep.
It's all been work for him.
All work. Mm-hmm. All work.
For 20, but he probably rented out a villa and probably said, you know what? I'm going to rent this whole section of beach.
Uh-huh.
Including the house, the sand, the water. And everybody going to be serving it to me and my wife because we haven't done nothing in 20 to 30 years. And we need to let loose. And now I think that's what I'm saying to him. You don't know how fast life I'll pass you by.
Yeah.
But you look back and reflect and say, man, hold up.
I ain't did nothing.
I haven't did nothing. Yeah, I traveled the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But everywhere, it was business. Even if you think you had fun when you were out there, it wasn't all
it wasn't,
about
yeah.
you.
You couldn't put that phone down and say, hey, you know what? You lock the phone in the safe. I'm not touching it.
Now you had to go to a radio station
mm-hmm.
or a concert
mm-hmm.
or a club.
So you had an agenda. Yeah, everything was an agenda.
Is your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about this. For that long, if you don't, I guess you're like, man, listen, I didn't conquer everything I would. I didn't got death row. I didn't got this. I didn't got that. I got millions of dollars. I got mansions. My wife is financially set. She can do whatever the fuck she want to do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, where did I cut stop and say, this is me and hers?
Yeah.
And that's it.
And you know what? That's Chris Rock had, on Peacock, they got this thing called Heart to Heart. It's Kevin Hart's show. Mm-hmm. And he had Chris Rock on there. And Chris Rock said some things, and that's why I said, man, I said, you be on to some stuff. Mm-hmm. This man, and you talking to someone that's reached that pinnacle of his life, he like, man, I'm just, he at that point where he like, man, did I really enjoy life? It was something, and I might be paraphrasing it wrong, but it was to the extent that he said, you can't really enjoy life and welcome in things until you do take that break and you do get away and you stop. And he was like, he haven't been able to do that in a long time. So he said he said for the first time in his life, he went on vacation by himself. He said, he went to Barcelona, all these different places. And Kevin was like, you went by yourself? He said, man, I went by myself. No security, no nothing.
Yeah.
And he said he was able to think so well. He was able to, able to look at his life and things were just coming to him. But he said the most important, he said, man, things come to me when I'm driving. He said, I be riding down the road, something would just pop in my mind. And I say, wow. Guys, we are out here on our favorite walk, too. So you may hear a lot of things in the background. You may hear us saying hello to people. But this is just us vibing. Good morning.
Yeah, that's it's deep.
Yeah.
When you
Hey, good morning.
But it's like you say, it's deep when you get in touch with yourself. And sometimes you don't need, not gonna say unwanted, but you need to pay attention to your self-intuition. Get inside yourself. Reflect about yourself. Reflect about your family.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't just talk to no one because you feel just like,
yeah.
No one knows, no one's got the rock that walked that road you have to walk, including your partner.
Yeah.
Your partner can be in there and living in pure worrying hell, but he might not, or she might not let you know because she is like, I'm going to handle this. This other, my significant other got enough on her or his shoulders, not to lay this on her.
Yeah.
Or him, I got to stay strong.
Yeah.
And pretend like everything's okay. And everything's going to work itself out. But deep down inside, you'd be like, I'm really worried, but I need this time to think.
Yeah, that's all. That's true.
You got to pull yourself out of that situation and say, I love my wife or your husband, but I got to take myself away to reflect.
But remember, I was telling you, I had, remember, that's like Vegas. It's so important. But that's like, remember I had told you about that, it was a Bible study that I had listened to. And basically, I said it was confirmation. I needed to hear that. It was something that kept on coming up on my phone. And I'm like, I ain't got time to listen to that right now. I ain't got time to listen. It kept coming up on my phone. I was like, okay. I said, good morning. I said, the Lord must be trying to give me some type of message. I listened to that Bible study, and it was so profound and changed. And it gave me that confirmation that I was doing the right thing. But it said the last piece, it was like, get out. Remember I told you it said it was like, rest. Get out and walk. Get out in nature. And that last piece was like, get away. Take a vacation. Get away to reset. Now, I've done everything, but I haven't taken that time to reset.
But see,
y'all, we're going to put y'all on hold for a minute. We'll be right back. Yeah, so it's like, you're longing for something. I know that's my last piece of it. All right. And so it's like we longing for the same thing. We're asking for that. So it's like that may be the answer. It may be just that simple thing, us stepping away from the norm.
You gotta sit down. I sit down in my office sometimes. And I sit and think. And one thing about whatever I think. And this was advantages about me thinking in front of a computer. Sometimes I sit there and rock in the chair, and I might say, stocks. The information, anything I need to know about or investigate or inquire about is just a few taps of the keys away. So I can pull up information on the go, on the ready.
Yeah.
But that's, you got to take and gather all this information, and you gotta ask, how do it suit me?
Yeah.
You gotta understand the fundamentals of life. Mean fundamentals, what is happening in the world?
Yeah.
Where we at? Where we going? What makes common sense for as us, as Black Americans, what makes common sense for us to make certain decisions? Because certain things happen in America don't apply to us.
Yeah.
It's different from us. And that's cool. But the thing is, certain things we gotta start taking advantage of. You gotta be like, information that we gotta investigate that say, hey, I can implement this because if I can do it in a smooth, intelligent way, they can't keep me out. It's impossible for me to keep me out.
Yeah.
And capitalism in America might have some boundaries in Black, but it doesn't discriminate as far as getting money.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, in turn, that being said, it's all about taking all that information, taking that vacation. Release all the energy, the negative energy.
Yeah.
I mean, release all the negative energy. Then you start taking a look at who you are. And you assess who you are. And the talent and the person who you are. And you then you have that honest discussion about yourself to say, what can I do to improve me? How does the world perceive me to be? And some people say, I don't give a hell what people think about me. But you can't think like that because you got to deal with the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, in a way, come on.
Morning.
In a way, you got to be like, assess yourself, be honest with yourself, find out what your self-worth, and add value to yourself by educating yourself, changing your attitude,
mm-hmm.
changing the way you think. And you be like, hold up. I'm $1 million person here.
Mm-hmm.
If I implement this, implement that, they might not pay me $1 million, but I'm worth $1 million.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's equivalent to a girl, a woman, black woman, or black man. I'm a queen. But what values you gonna add to yourself to make you that black queen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you can be a black queen, but some people will treat you like, oh, and if you accept it, you're gonna be like this. So what I can add value to myself to make me I'm queen. I'ma dress a certain way. I'ma act a certain way. I'ma act classy instead of
mm-hmm.
trash. I'ma act some people act sexy instead of sensual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can get a girl with confidence. She's more attractive and more intimidating than a girl that wears tight clothes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You looking at a girl, oh man, she's fat to death. But you're not made rich. But you see a girl with a briefcase, a nice suit on, jumping in a Mercedes Benz.
Mm-hmm.
The average man don't know how to approach her. They just know she's beautiful,
yeah.
she's successful, and what you got to offer.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
So, my thing is,
I had watched this, there's some YouTubers that I watched, and all of them pretty much didn't got the BBLs. It was a group of them that went on vacation, and they were not received very well. They said they chose the wrong resort. It was more of a couples type of resort. So you imagine these four women, you standing out, you got these big BBLs and you're here with a bunch of couples.
Some women that ain't confident. You got some women that really, a man gonna be a man. He's gonna be like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Look at her.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you ain't never seen nothing like that.
But they said even the staff was treating them so bad. The staff was treating them like, y'all don't belong here. They felt like they didn't belong. Now, you had one that was very confident. She was like, oh, they just not. She said, I know my worth. They just not used to all of this. Yeah. I know they felt that they couldn't now, compared to how they normally act.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't act that way there. No, like normally they'll be twerking and showing more skin. These people were frowning and more conservative. Even the staff were treating them like, y'all don't belong here. Cover up. Y'all do this and y'all do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder.
You got some women will really push the envelope because they know I got this body and I'm enticing. And you're just pushing the envelope. But at the same time.
But they felt so out of place. They felt so, I'm like.
But some of them just don't care.
They cared. They felt, they were like, man, this was a good, an expensive. Right. Hello. They were like, this was an expensive vacation. The actual resort was awesome. It was beautiful. Right. But it made the trip ugly because people looking at them like, y'all, they put it like this, the staff and the couples on that resort, they set the tone of their vacation
mm-hmm.
because they're like, no, we didn't come. This not that place. That's
well,
like
I,
you.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? And it's a double standard.
It's a double standard.
If they was white, they wouldn't have said shit.
No, they wouldn't have said nothing.
They wouldn't have said nothing.
Yeah.
So, seeing that, women of color, before the BBLs,
the BBL.
Before this, you gotta understand. Before way back in the slavery days, those masters' wives knew that they slave owners was going sleeping with these women with these big butts and big titties. So they feel, oh my God. You know, you think, my thing is, I believe, true, it's a place for everything. But you got to understand that you got a certain body and it's highlighted. You got a butt.
But they didn't fight against it. This was what was surprising to me, that they didn't fight against it. They toned down.
Yeah.
They toned down. I was like, that made me, you know, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting. I was expecting them to be like, I don't give a, you know, I'm going to do what I do.
But you know what? I think they thought they didn't put this money out. And for them to be treated adverse, and they probably would never go back there.
No, they said they wouldn't. They said we would never. They said we would never go back.
You thought probably would never go back there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they was like, man, we just spent this money. We just got to enjoy ourselves. I hate it. But it is what it is.
Yeah. And you take, and that goes back to what Chris Rock was saying. You gotta take them breaks for vacation.
Yeah, you gotta take the breaks.
Now, you taking someone that, hey, these people aren't wealthy. These people aren't wealthy, but it's a sacrifice. I'm sure they made sacrifices to go on this vacation to take that mental time away.
And at the same time, you're looking at this. And this is, and you got to understand, I understand a woman's day, get away.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got these BBLs before y'all women on vacation.
Women, yeah.
Where's your man?
Well, I know one of them is married. I know one for sure.
Yeah. They're probably giving the freedom to enjoy life.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't sense of you being cooped up in here, so on and so on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got a lot of women that single, that looking for that man, that went and got this BBL. You know what I'm saying? You are in there. You got to let a woman be comfortable who it is. She want to do it. She want to do it. You got married to her. She want to do it. She want to do it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to be like, you know what I'm saying? You got to like, this is what you want. This is what you want to do. But you don't have to do it to satisfy me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm cool the way you are. I met you at this. Shoot, gravity going to pull things down. You ain't going to be the way you was. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing to me. You know what I'm saying?
I think you got some people that it click, you get to a point where it click and you be like, okay, I gotta change my ways, you know.
Yeah, man. Some of them you
and some people you don't. Some people gonna ride that joint out.
But like you said, with the BBLs, it doesn't make you no more of a person. It gets you more attention.
Yeah,
you might go on more dates.
Yeah,
but you gotta understand what a man expects.
Yeah.
So,
well, that was our little chit chat for Wednesday, guys. We out.